Where's Anderle? Where is he?
Do you know where I can't add it all?
One, two.
I just called Freddy over, so...
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Can we resume the high-level government meeting, the final session? If we could have... If we could have everyone seated, we'd be very grateful.
Is it one reception or two receptions? There is ground...
He will guide us.
Could we have everyone sitting down, please? Minister Vasey wants to start the session. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. We are now, as Nigel Hickson said, this is the high-level meeting, the final session, which sounds like a Hollywood movie. And we are going to discuss the report of ICANN's high-level panel on global internet cooperation. ICANN established last year a number of strategic multi-stakeholder panels, and the most important one, perhaps, was on the global internet governance ecosystem. So it links up with the Netmundial outcomes. The panel was chaired by President Ilves on global internet cooperation and governance mechanism. A member of the panel is here to report directly to us, Andile Nkabe, who is the chairman and founder of Convergence Partners, executive chairman Dimension Data Middle East and Africa, and previously was the Director General of Communications in South Africa. Andile will introduce the main conclusions of the panel's report, including supporting multi-stakeholder alliances, strengthening existing internet governance mechanisms, and supporting ICANN accountability and globalization. After that, I will take interventions from the floor. Depending on the number of interventions, I will limit the contributions. In order to make this session even more interesting, I have asked, and Andile has agreed to be the first, each speaker to begin with a personal anecdote about what they love most about London. I can reveal that what I love most about London is its green parks. I think we're very lucky to have Hyde Park, Green Park, and where I live, Ravenscourt Park. We're still a city that is relatively low-rise with big open green spaces. I think that's a great thing. But all of you are here. I'm sure many of you have visited London before, but some of you are here for the first time. So you'll get an insight from this global community about what it is they love most about this global city. Andile, over to you.
Minister, thank you very much. What I love most about London is jazz. Ronnie Scott, I would advise you, Minister, to visit Ronnie Scott this weekend.
There you go. Ronnie Scott's. If any of you have time, please go there.
Thank you. Honourable Minister and Honourable Ministers, and government delegations present here today, the ICANN leadership, and members of this very important community. When I was part of GAG many years ago, we were 12 of us. When you look at the room today, GAG has certainly grown, and I think this is an illustration of the importance of the internet, in particular within governments and the public service globally. If you look at the title of this report, it is the Panel on Global Internet Cooperation and Governance Mechanism. We spend a lot of time defining exactly almost every word here, global internet cooperation, governance, and mechanisms. And again, we have been talking about multi-stakeholder model for almost since beginning of the day today, and this is something that I'm sure all of us have accepted and adopted in the way in which we look at the future of the internet. But two things I'm going to emphasize in the report. One, issues relating to decentralized. I think it's a very important. You will see the structure where we will define further, you know, how far deep do we go when we talk about decentralization and the entire ecosystem. Next slide, please. I think it is important, let me start by thanking all members of the panel who are here today. I mean, their contribution and the amount of work they have done in putting together this report. I mean, the series of conversation, both face-to-face meetings, online, and the amount of work that each of the members prepared to ensure that we are where we are today. And again, I want to emphasize that this has been a partnership between ICANN, the World Economic Forum, assisted by the Annenberg Retreat at Sunnylands. Again, I'm sure all members of the panel here today will attest to the fact that President Yves really and his vice president, Vincef, did a great job in steering the panel. The people who come across, who came from different walks of lives, private sector, technical community, civil society, managed to come together and bring about a very constructive document that will lead not only us as a community, but the world at large. The team of internet governance experts helped a lot in ensuring that they provide both technical and intellectual input in the work of the panel itself. Next slide, please. Those are some pictures that you would see of members of the panel, but I think it is important for me to emphasize that we started here in this town and just less than a kilometer from here where we met for the first time. This was in December of last year, and then the drafting team met again in January and to start to prepare the work, and other people met during the World Economic Forum mid of towards the end of January. We then in February met in the US in Sunnylands to ensure that we can consolidate some of these inputs, and then lastly we were hosted by Mohammed and in Dubai, where we almost finalized the document. There were some activities that happened after Dubai to almost polish and ensure that the document that you see both on the website, which I will give you the address later, almost encapsulated all the discussions of the events starting from December and the activities that were happening between face-to-face meetings. Next slide, please. Just to dive a little bit down into some of the interesting issues, I think fundamental is that we all realize that, you know, this will be based on what we call rough consensus. The report supports this aspect of decentralization and collaborative model in as far as internet governance is concerned. Firstly, to be distributed, two, participatory, meaning allowing as many stakeholders as possible beyond the community that you would find here or in regular internet meetings. Thirdly, that it should be layered. This will ensure, you know, suitable allocation of resources and expertise across all these different layers. So the panel presents the report to global community in order to inform the community of their actions and the evolution of this collaborative, decentralized internet governance ecosystem, and to ensure the interconnectedness, secure, stable, and resilient, and internet that is trustworthy, which is, again, one of the values that were discussed earlier today, both by the chairman and the CEO and president of ICANN. Next slide, please. So the report components of a global collaborative decentralized internet governance ecosystem, they cover a number of issues. But in particular, you know, what was presented by, again, one of the panel members, Virgilio, who really hosted Net Mundial successfully in Brazil, again, we took and realized that some of the documentation and the papers and the work that was done there clearly supported the work of the panel. The panel did not work in isolation. The panel took most of the statements and the output that came out of Sao Paulo as part of the integral work of the panel itself. For an example, the issues related to what I would call DGs or distributed governance, defining as a group of organizations and or individual experts, basically, that come together to address specific issues and outcomes. Again, in the what I would call the wheel of governance that you will see at the end, you will see how distributed governance would work with other aspects of the ecosystem. So the internet governance process then defined in four elements. One, which is issues identified, two, solution mapping, three, solution formulation, and then fourthly, solution implementation. The other very important aspect is what we call enablers. Enablers that facilitate the above two components that I've talked about, including fora in different parts of the world, dialogues, and expert communities and toolkits for purposes of helping either least developed countries or developing communities that would not necessarily have capability or depth in understanding a number of the issues that are related to governance and ecosystem in general. Next slide, please. This is what I truly believe is a very interesting output out of what we were talking about. If you see on the left, on my left, where we talk about what we call distributed governance groups, where we look at issues. Issues can be technical issues or non-technical issues, basically. And there will be then community that will debate these issues at different levels or spheres of society. And these spheres could be local in a country or province or sub-level below that or a city, or they could be, for instance, regional in a continent or subcontinent, and ultimately global. So these spheres would cut across almost every area of geography where humans live. The solutions then, as I've discussed earlier, would then form, you know, this broad galaxy of issues that will have to be addressed. Now, if you look then on the side of governance enablers, dialogue is very, very important. I think this is an example of what dialogue is all about. And in this journey, trying to ensure that we come up with the best model that will address issues of this ecosystem, one very, very important pillar is the fact that we are able to talk to each other and be able to engage each other. So forums and dialogues form critical enabling platform for governance of the internet. The other very important aspect are expert communities. We all understand that without expert communities, there wouldn't be internet today. This is a very important pillar in driving this collaborative, decentralized internet governance model, that expert communities must be able to be heard by even the non-technical community and by the ecosystem in general. We all understand where we are in the world today, that there are those, the internet today, almost more, just over 3 billion people are connected on the internet. Capacity development and toolkits recognizes the fact that there is still, or there are parts of the world that are still requiring deep understanding, not just technical issues, but the broader issues of internet governance and decentralization of this ecosystem. So capacity development is going to be that part of this process to assist to bring those who are not or part of this process as we have seen it today. So then there are samples of distributed governance model, if you will see on my extreme right. Yes. Now, I would finish with what I would call governance principles at the bottom of this picture. These are issues of human rights, for instance, issues that are related to aspects that were addressed by most people here, for instance, today. These issues are covered as, for instance, ensuring that the internet is not fragmented, that we have unified internet, that we deal with issues of human rights and shared values that, again, were discussed during the opening session. I'm sure you might have heard from various ministers' intervention this morning the issues of security, stability, and resilient internet. These are all governance principles that are critical, were discussed by the panel over the following of years. And these are same principles that, if you would remember, in the Net Mundial statement were embedded in that document too. Enabling the environment for sustainable innovation and creativity, and also ensuring diversity in both culture, language, and related aspects. And the process principles and protection of intermediaries. Again, if you remember this debate for those people who were involved when the drafting was taking place in Brazil, that protecting intermediaries was, again, very important. Open standards, and lastly, open and distributed architecture. These all form what we would call the governance principles in as far as the internet is concerned. Next slide. Now, clearly all of us are involved in this process wanting to know what next, what is next going to happen. People don't want just to engage in meetings for the sake of it. People want to understand what next, what is going to happen, what actions will be taken after Net Mundial, having seen the report of the panel. Now, one of the critical issues that we came up with as far as the panel is concerned, are action plans. One is to look at short-term issues, medium-term, and long-term. Short-term, to ensure that we promote as the community the global internet governance based on the Net Mundial principles. I'm sure you might have seen or heard during the day, and which I would really like to emphasize, is that how do we, as different parts of the world, as the continents, how do we as countries, as stakeholders, take this, the principles, or take what came out of Brazil forward? The issue of, for instance, the alliance or alliances is what is being discussed today and what you will hear about in the next days or so. how, as countries, as private sector, how do we endorse, how do we embrace Net Mundial in our respective areas? I think the issue of the alliance or alliances will assist us in ensuring that we subscribe not purely at a general level, where how do we take some of the statements or the report or these principles and action them in our respective areas of work. The second area is to promote capacity development that facilitates or enables broader representation and participation in a collaborative internet governance ecosystem. We all understand that one of the things that, again, as you know, the anecdote I made earlier, that at the time when I was sitting in GAG, we were about 12 of us. And when you look at the other meetings or that would be taking place, we would move as 12 people having to go back and report, back to at large and other respective meetings that would be taking place. But today, almost you look at these seats are not enough because of the participation of people in GAG. Again, it's how do we ensure that we expand this to other stakeholders, to operationalize these enablers and ensure that, you know, in Section 3, where we talk about dialogues and forum and expert communities and capacity development, these not only are kept within us as a community, but we are able to expand these to people who, future stakeholders, future groups of people that we want them to be part of this multi-stakeholder model. And to share best practices of this multi-stakeholder model at national, regional, global, even at a local level within various countries. And then lastly, when it comes to long-term, to increase this global cooperation and investment to grow the internet and providing more internet to more people. There are 7 billion people in the world. Internet today connects 3 or just over 3 billion people. The critical question is, how do we connect more people on the internet? How do we, again, connect things on the internet? Next slide, please. So, to summarize, Minister, I would like to say that, you know, there are matters that are urgent that we need to deal with. I mean, to improve this collaborative decision-making by leveraging the practice of multi-stakeholder governance model and to develop a set of guidelines and checklists on best practice on how these DG groups operate to define these concepts of accountability, basically. And then lastly, to ensure that, you know, from a short-term point of view, we establish urgently needed sustainable funding and resources. Again, we all know that we might discuss here and agree with all these issues. Unless we resource some of these actions, nothing is going to happen. Yeah. Lastly, next slide, please. So the last point I would like to raise is supporting ICANN's accountability and the globalization of ICANN. I think previous sessions have talked about this. I'm not going to dwell much into it. It's something that we all are aware, and this process is on. We did hear, I mean, what the Department of Commerce in the U.S. said earlier today. Critical is how do we ensure that that process between now and September next year is well-run, well-managed, and that we can involve as many stakeholders as possible. I will stop here for now. Thank you very much, Minister.
Thank you very much indeed for that very comprehensive summary, Andy Lee, and I know that you and all the other panelists put an enormous amount of work into this, and your report is a very timely and an incredibly important contribution to the debate and how we take ICANN forward. And you've covered, I think, a great many of very important points. We only have at the moment one person who has indicated they want to speak, but I can see another one up there and another one up there, so we will go. Send people around to get people's names so I can call them. We're going to start with Jan Milanovsky, and despite the intense seriousness of the issues we're discussing, please do not forget, Jan, that you have to tell us what you love about London before you move on to the substantive points that you wish to make. Jan from the Council of Europe.
Thank you, Minister. In addition to jazz and the parks, I would add the worldwide cuisine that you can find in
Edinburgh. Very good, very good point.
Thank you very much. I am not here to deliver a European message. Instead, I think I am, and I think we all should be inspired by events like Net Mundial and like the outcome of the high-level panel that we are discussing now. And these outcomes, for me, can be exemplified with the principle, the approach that has been written down in the conclusions of Net Mundial and embraced by the high-level panel, that internet is a global public resource that should be managed in the public interest. The public service value of the internet is not only for the developed world, but for the whole world. And this requires access, affordable costs, choice, and also participation by everyone, by all stakeholders from everywhere in the world. However, the first and foremost indicator for the serving of the public interest is the respect of human rights. Human rights are universal and they are indivisible. Governments have primary legal and political responsibility to protect human rights, and they are accountable under international law for the respect of human rights. Freedom of expression and privacy are fundamental on the internet. They are not a privilege for a few or a business for a few, but they are right for everyone. And equally, as other actors in the ecosystem, ICANN should be mindful of those rights, should not become a gatekeeper in respect of freedom of expression and content, and should continue to be a facilitator. Now, human rights can only be maximized, the highest standard can only be achieved if they are underpinned by the rule of law. In this connection, I would like to pay tribute to the many delegations around this room that have embraced international instruments like the Budapest Convention on Cybercrime and the 108 Convention on the Protection of Individuals with regard to the automated processing of personal data. These are tools, together with many other tools, that allow to underpin human rights through rule of law principles and processes. The Council of Europe has contributed to these tools. I think that it is a question of demonstrating on the part of different actors maturity in the internet governance processes that will allow us to advance and to progress. I would suggest that as part of the outcomes of both Net Mundial and of the high-level panel conclusions, I would move three possible ways forward in which we could increase the impact of human rights in internet governance contexts in relation to the work of ICANN, of course. Firstly, human rights could be brought into, squarely into, the bylaws of ICANN. In the second place, it would be possible to elaborate the meaning of public service and the public interest in the context of ICANN. And finally, and this goes to governance and to the question of participation and the ecosystem, ICANN should avail itself of early engagement mechanisms in respect of international law and human rights law in its discussions. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Jan. We've got a couple of extra speakers who have indicated they want to speak, but obviously if you want to speak as well, please feel free to raise your banner. Now, Chris Painter is a fan of world cuisine for the United States government, but he is half the man he used to be, an example to us all. Chris, will you speak and make an important contribution as well as telling us what you love most about London?
So thank you, Ed. And what I love most about London is a jog through Regent Park, followed by a visit to a fine local pub, not necessarily in that order. And what I'd like to say about the important work of the panel was first, the U.S. government certainly appreciates the efforts and the work of the panel to advance the discussion on a range of important internet governmental and governance issues, including principles and processes to evolve the internet governance ecosystem. And we thought that that was a very important step after what we believe was a very successful and important NetMundial conference that we talked about the last session. There are a number of the recommendations that immediately resonate for the U.S. as they are complementary to our national thinking and approach on these issues. We are particularly supportive of the panel's strong interest in the evolution of a collaborative, decentralized internet governance system that has at its core a unified internet that is unfragmented, interconnected, interoperable, secure, stable, resilient, sustainable, and trust-building. We anticipate that any such efforts to evolve the internet governance system and ecosystem will preserve its core multi-stakeholder nature, which has worked so successfully to date and which was upheld in the NetMundial conference. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chris. That was commendably brief. Now we have Mr. Ariste from Iran, and nobody has mentioned our brilliant national museums in London. Maybe Mr. Ariste will recall that the British Museum, which has collections from all over the world, is known as the World's Museum, recently lent to Iran the great Cyrus cylinder, which was then displayed in Iran and was a huge success. But Mr. Ariste, if you are present, as you have indicated your wish to speak, please do so now. And another flag has gone up, so we've got another speaker coming after you.
Thank you very much, His Excellency. You have mentioned that. I don't want to repeat that what you said. Thank you very much. In addition, with the three parks that you have mentioned, Green Park, Hyde Park, and Regent Park, I would say Hampton Court.
Yes, very good. Yeah. Great place to
go. When I studied in this city, so I have used to go to that place. Thank you. Now, coming to the issue, Chairman, what I heard from these presentations, the only element that attracts me is decentralized process. The remaining, talking of dialogue, forum, capacity building, these are just words which have heard for years and years and years. And I don't think that we should start to have again another dialogue, again another IGF, and again another capacity building. We have discussed that these all other ways and all other areas. So we have to find a solution for that. Then they're talking about the dealing with the principles and dealing with some other issues that I don't know where, how, and who will implement that. Action plans. How action plans will be implemented. Who implement that? Principles. Who have agreed with the principles? People getting together. We thank them very much. They put elements together, but they are not new. Chairman, we have to go from words to the actions. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for that contribution. I love it when people say what they think rather than read from a script, and that will give Fadi something to come back on. Words and words that he, Mr. Ariste has heard for years, and hopefully that will provoke a good debate. Mr. Surankana Wayupab from Thailand, please tell us what you love most about London and also what you think of the presentation you've heard this afternoon.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. When we're talking about the internet governance, I think most of everyone here do understand the same way. When we're talking about this, it's referred to the human rights, the privacy issues, for sure. But when we're talking about the fundamental principle of human rights and the privacy issue, I think maybe not the same. We do have to accept about the common understanding of the two words, but in detail, maybe not the same. Why? Because we have not the same culture, maybe the, not the same history. We sometimes, in some regions, like something like in Europe and in Eastern country, are not the same. So to clarify the terminology to retain or to encourage everyone to understand the same principle, the terminology of the two words are very important. I would like to encourage everyone to reconsider about how can we leave the room for the common understanding in detail of the two words. In principle, we do accept, but in principle, sometimes we have to leave the room to encourage everyone to reconsider how can we try to finalize, or how can we encourage everyone to think about what the difference in each country or in each region, something like that. Thanks.
Thank you very much for that contribution. And I think we now have Ivo
Ivanovsky.
Excellent. We mustn't lose sight of what you love about London. Some people are failing to tell us. Apart from the failed technology. You might have to move seats. It's a
thank
roving
you.
Mic.
Yeah, thank you, Excellency. Good afternoon, everybody. What I love about London is three times a week you can get a good football match.
Yeah, yeah.
That's something I love about London. And I'm sorry that I was looking forward to watch England facing Spain in the finals.
Well, but listen. When did Macedonia qualify for the World Cup?
But I think England will face Spain.
I think, regardless of our footballing differences, we should acknowledge the Dutch and Chile delegation who are missing their match.
Yeah, that's right. No, as I was saying,
such is their devotion to a multi-stakeholder model of internet governance.
Yep. Anyway, England will face Spain at the Sao Paulo airport pretty soon. So, I have to say that it was a privilege for me to be part of the high-level panel for internet governance, and I think the work that was being done, it's a good place to continue. All the multi-stakeholder discussions that we've had at the WISIS, at the Net Mondial, at the high-level panel. Now we'll continue at the Internet Governance, at the United Nations, in Busan. But I also feel that we need to make more actions. I agree with the representative from Iran that it's a lot of talk, a lot of words, but we need to start making actions that we can prove to the people that are listening and following us that multi-stakeholderism cannot be just on paper, but it can be a reality for us. I think it's an important period of time next year that some institutions show that words can be created in action, create an action plan that many can follow in order to satisfy the needs of all the stakeholders around the world. I think the internet growing so fast with the new mechanisms that are coming, more people will be looking forward to these actions to see the internet continue to be an innovative place where everybody can have an equal footing regarding of the institutions they're representing. The governments have a responsibility for the citizens. The governments have a lot of accountability, but also there are a lot of governments that are on board with multi-stakeholderism. We can hear some new governments today and yesterday, they're very much on board with this. And I think it's a good momentum after Net Mondial, after the high-level panel, that the London Econ 50 can put a new milestone for the multi-stakeholderism for the rest of the world. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much indeed. So that contribution from a member of the high-level panel says that the words will be turned into actions, and I think that given that no one else has indicated they want to speak, and we're coming to the end of the session anyway, this would be an appropriate moment for me to thank Andile for his contribution and also invite Fade or to, as it were, take the floor and to respond to some of the points that have been made, to talk about the high-level panel, Net Mondial, ICANN 50, how it all fits together and where we go from here.
Thank you.
Don't forget what you love about London.
I live in California, so what I love about London is how close it is to Italy, because I love going to Italy.
I mean, I could wrap up the meeting, Paddy.
Thank you. Thank you, Minister Vesey. This has been a tremendous day for me and for ICANN. When Andile sits to my right, says he attended a GAC meeting with 12 people. I think we are told by the GAC chair that this GAC meeting here, which will take place for the rest of this week, will have 100 countries represented. This will be the highest ever. This is separate from this meeting here, the GAC meeting. This is all good. You know, the Boston Consulting Group predicts that next year the internet economy alone will account for $4.2 trillion in the G20 economies. So the good news is how big it is. The bad news is that obviously it is largely in the G20 countries. The internet is a massive driver of economic growth. It is also a very powerful tool for social cohesion. We've seen what it can do. But it also has challenged us. How does it challenge us? I was recently with a minister who's actually in the room telling me that in his country, every month, hundreds of court orders are issued to shut down websites. And these court orders arrive to his door as the Minister of Telecommunications. And of course, 99% of these websites are not in his country. What does he do? It's complicated. The internet's transnational nature is challenging our laws, our systems, our jurisdictional model, and it's making us react. The reason you're all here and internet governance is on the agenda of many global leaders is because the internet is no longer just for children to play games or to send some emails. The internet, as I said earlier today, is the space we live in. Cyberspace is dead. All space is cyber now. Everything. Governments, health, education, you can name it. So of course we're all interested on how we govern this together. It's a big issue. And it's a growing issue. It is not a shrinking issue. When we all went to Dubai to the ITU meeting for the Wicket, I think you would all agree with me that we left Dubai quite polarized. We had a group that insisted on one way and another group that insisted on one way and a large group in the middle that actually was nowhere, kept looking for political reasons to go one side or the other. But in reality, the Wicket unfortunately polarized us and divided us. And we continue to carry these labels. We walk around with the label multilateral or multi-stakeholder as if it's a religion. I grew up in Beirut where 18 religions broke this country and completely decimated it for decades. No more labels in internet governance. We need a pragmatic middle ground where we can work together and collaborate. That's what we do. And it is that middle ground that made Net Mondial remarkable. Every speaker today spoke about this magic of Net Mondial as if it was something, you know, supernatural. It wasn't. We just came together, collaborated, and we hashed out some principles that most of us have talked about for years. There's nothing new there. But we did it in a new way. The innovation, as Minister Almeida said, was very important. And we owe Brazil many thanks for the courage of Her Excellency President Dilma Rousseff for actually doing this. When we visited with her and proposed to do something, because she said, I want to do something about it, just like many of you said today. And we told her, bring us together to start agreeing together. What happened at Net Mundial is a great step forward. And today, for example, you heard the senior minister who reports to the president of China on all matters of cyber come for the first time to an ICANN meeting and make some strong statements that were never made by China before. They were made here today. This is history. The Chinese government recognizes that they need, as he said this morning, to find the common ground. Yes, we may disagree on many things, he said, but let's find some common things and move on them. And he mentioned all the aspects of the sectors we call multi-stakeholder. He may not have used the word multi-stakeholder, and we get worried about labels, but he said business has a role, and he brought with him, with his delegation here, business leaders from China. He said civil society has a role. He said technical people have a role. This is the spirit that we want to build the middle ground. And I hope that the people that believe in pragmatic governance of this great resource, because the internet is not just, as we call football, the beautiful game. The internet is the beautiful resource. It's a beautiful resource, and we will squander its power if we do not come to the middle ground. Now, everybody said enough words. You know me, that even though I speak a lot, I actually like to get things done. And I think all of you today voiced the frustration with more words. So, building on the Net Mundial principles, which I believe we universally have looked at and have all embraced, the panel embraced them, we embraced them, many people, including China today, stood up and embraced them. Building on these, plus the model that this panel has developed, which Andile covered today, you now have what I would call in engineering design principles, and you have the specifications. Now we need to build the solution. How do we do that? How do we move to action? I went back and visited Brazil, and I presented President Rousseff with the proposal that what we did at Net Mundial does not stop there. Why don't we go further and put the Net Mundial principles, coupled with the model that we saw coming out of the panel, to action? And I'm happy to share with you that the response was superbly positive. And I have since talked to other governments, to other institutions, the WEF, civil society groups, and we together, in the weeks ahead, will be coming together to form the Net Mundial Alliance. The Net Mundial Alliance of governments, private sector, civil society, technical organizations, institutions that believe in the principles of Net Mundial, will start putting in action a model of distributed collaborative internet governance without labels, practical, with real goals, set up, and we will move forward with these as soon as we can. This is what we need. We need real action. Now, this is on the front of internet governance, on all the issues that for years we have not found common solutions where all stakeholders solve them. Yes, ICANN has a model that needs, as we all agreed today, to evolve for names and numbers and parameters that are technical matters. But we have so many issues that no one is addressing. We need an alliance that comes together and enables the addressing of these broader issues. And that will happen in the weeks ahead. As to ICANN, I would like to say two things. I have listened very carefully to the many good inputs we received today. I am sincere in telling you that I am deeply thankful for the commitment many of you today have shown to the model of ICANN. We have much work to do, and we will do it. If ICANN, the organization responsible for names and numbers and parameters, is not operating in the most representative way of the multi-stakeholder model, we actually will hurt the whole ecosystem of governance. Our success is the success of the whole ecosystem, and the success of the whole ecosystem of internet governance will help ICANN to stay where it needs to stay, not to grow it, to focus it on what it needs to do well. I'm committed, as is my board, to an accountability roadmap. We will do it. Many of the inputs I received today, I'm going to take them to heart and to action. You can be sure of that. And I want to assure you that we will put people and the public back at the heart of ICANN. Not the interests, the people. And that we must do, or else I think ICANN will fail. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Fadi. That was fantastic. I think that I've worked with Fadi since he took over at ICANN, and I think we've become good friends. He does talk a lot, but he has a lot to say. He also travels a lot, and I think that he has become friends with a lot of people in this room. And I think that the unique talent that he brings to his stewardship of ICANN is the fact that all of us, whatever culture or background we come from, trust him and trust him to do the right thing. ICANN is at a very important stage of its development, and I think to take it forward is going to rely a great deal on trust, trust from governments, trust from civil society and business, and also trust from Fadi and ICANN that the critique, if you like, that is put forward by people, whether it's timescales, transparency, accountability, is well meant and reflects real concerns. And I've always said that we cannot move forward unless we get it absolutely right. It's pointless, I think, to seek a solution simply for the sake of seeking a solution. But the amount of work that has been put in to taking us forward, whether it's the triumph of the Net Mundial conference, the work of the high-level panel, this meeting in London, and future conferences throughout the rest of the year, will, I hope, reap some great results. I want to thank everyone who's come today and participated, and those of you who are going on to participate in the GAC over the next few days. We have looked at what we need to do to work with the ICANN community to strengthen the GAC and ensure it fulfills its mandate to promote ICANN's role in the global ecosystem. I would like to thank my colleague, Mark Carvel, a silent rock next to me, our member of the GAC, who did all the work, wrote my brilliant speech this morning. Sue Owen, who runs my department, the official who runs my department, who chaired for me, and Sarah Taylor and her team, my officials, who've done so much to make this happen. You can clap them as well, even though you can't see them. And obviously, I would like to thank the interpreters who had to put up with my sense of humour and try and get it across, not just in words in another language, but perhaps the rather frivolous tone I've adopted. Thank you very much, interpreters. The great thing is now you can go and have a celebration, and we have a party being laid on at the Grand Union Restaurant, to which you will be guided and to which you will go and you will enjoy yourselves. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Minister Vasey. Just to mention that the reception, which is, of course, you're all very welcome to as GAC representatives, high-level representatives, whatever, is in the Grand Union restaurant. It starts at 5:30. Don't go there yet. The beer has not been poured yet. But go there at 5:30. It's just opposite the hotel, not across the Edgware Road, the other road. So come out onto the level zero, go left, and then go out of the door on the left-hand side. So go back to level zero, go towards the conference suite, and go out of the door on the left-hand side. There will be people.
Thank you very much for all your help.